When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 35 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is No Smell of Fire. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, and the first part of verse 3 reads, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Our text for today is Daniel chapter 3, verse 26 through 30. "Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here.' And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed. Their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, 'Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins. For there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way.' And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." King Nebuchadnezzar comes near the door of the fiery furnace and calls Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out. He refers to them as servants of the Most High God in verse 26. Notice that he doesn't ask for the fourth man to come out. So where is the fourth man after they come out? Perhaps this signifies that Jesus, our consuming fire, according to Hebrews 12:29, walks through every fire with his faithful followers. Amazingly, their hair is not singed and their garments are not burned. Even more importantly, they didn't even smell like smoke. When God fully delivers, you come out of your fiery trials no longer smelling like smoke. Tragically, some Christians go through a blazing trial and come out still smelling like smoke and still in bondage. It is a great testimony when someone says, "I didn't know you previously went through something like that. Praise God, you don't even smell like smoke." When God does a miracle and delivers you, He does it fully and completely. Beth Moore shares the following indictment on some Christians. Believers around the world consider Western Christians to be lightweights. Why? Because we are surrounded by overindulgence. We are considered lightweights because we smell like smoke over the smallest things. We didn't get that promotion. They didn't like us to do that at church. And people are like, "Do you smell that smoke?" I don't want to be a lightweight Christian. We can make it through the fire without whining and fussing. When you stand in full faith through a trial and come out not smelling like smoke, you are a great witness of a God who is 100% able and faithful. Nebuchadnezzar praises God for rescuing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. After the king saw God's mighty deliverance, he issued another decree. This time, his decree declared punishment on anyone who spoke against God. This was a complete transformation from Nebuchadnezzar's first decree. And the change happened when the king saw that there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way. That's in verse 29. This will be the last time Scripture mentions Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by name. However, their names were last declared in the context of God's fame. God's name was glorified when they refused to bow down to a false god. When your name is mentioned in context with God receiving glory, that is a great way to leave a legacy for the Lord. In closing, consider these words of application from the New Testament. From 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. Some questions to consider. In what ways can you serve God faithfully through trials? Why is it important that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't smell like smoke? And finally, what lessons have you learned from the faithful stand of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.